Chulin Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Gimel, the last Shir Bez Hashem Vesechas Chulin. Hoysa Me'oifefes, the bird was, the word we would use in Loshna Tanakh is Mira Chefes. It's hovering above the cane, like the Torah says in the beginning of Bash Bereshis. V'ruach alikim rachefes al pnei amoyim, hovering above. So hoysa Me'oifefes, bizan sheknofer noiges bakein. What's called that it's revetes? When the wings are touching the nest or the eggs, chayv l'shalech, that's called revetes. Ein knofer noiges bakein, then it's not in a state of revitza, potam l'shalech. Ein sham ela afreach echadei beitza achas. If there's only one chick or one egg, chayv l'shalech, shenemar, the Torah says kan, kan b'chol mokim. Kan means any type of kan, any type of nest. Doesn't make a difference how much it has in it. Either a chick or an egg. Either way, chasing away the mother is a mitzvah. The havmina would be that the Loshna Pasuk is Efrechim Beitzim. So Kamash one from kan, that Efrechim Beitzim is, that's the derech, but it's not necessary. Hoyu sham Efrechim Mafrichim. You have over there chicks that are already ready to fly by themselves. Oy Beitzim Uzorois. Or you have eggs that Efreichim are not growing from them. That means if you could look in with an x-ray, you could see that this egg is not fertilized. There's no egg growing inside of it. So then, Potom Shalech, Shenem Avoim Revetzes Al Efreichim, Oy Al HaBeitzim. So it has to be Efreichim Dumyid the Beitzim Dumyid Efreichim. It has to be a Beitzo that's Roy Lius Efreich. And again, if it already started a Shtigl Tzus of Lad, near come inside, then Dumi the Sheretz, then it's also, like we said before. Ma Efreichim b'nei kayoma, the same way that Efreichim, the chicks mean they're royal lekium. Av beitzim b'nei kayoma, yotzu muzorois. Muzorois literally means strange. What it means is they're not the regular eggs. They're eggs that have no chance of producing a chick. Uma beitzim tzichin le'imor. The same way the Beitzim need their mother to protect them in order to that they should grow and they should hatch. Afa Efreichim, also the chicks, Tzvichin Limon, it has to be that they are necessary, it's necessary for them to have the mother. They're still dependent on the mother. Yotzum Africhin, if the birds can fly for themselves, we look at them as independent barriers and they don't have a din of Efreichim. Shulcho V'chozro. Another din is what happens if the mother returned. Shulcho v'chozro, afilu abo v'chamisha pa'amim, chayiv shenema shalech t'shalach. You can be mekayim the mitzvah, and you're mechuyiv to be mekayim the mitzvah, four or five times. The mother keeps on coming back. Shalech t'shalach means it's a repeating mitzvah, which, like we said before, with people wanting the skula of having children, shulcho kein, which means that the same nest, the mother will come back if you send it away. And then multiple people could be mekayim the mitzvah, which is only positive. The Velt says over, v'kach me'aginon, is to only do the shluach hakein with plastic gloves. Why? The birds are very sensitive to smell. And if they smell human hands, or if the scent of human hands is on the nest, on the eggs, on the chicks, they won't come back. So in order to bring the mother back, in order that somebody else should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah, most people as an eight step commercial now it's halacha, do it with gloves on. I'll just mention as an aside that because we had before the halacha of revetzes, there's a very good question how to be mekayim the mitzvah. Normally when you get close to the nest, the mother flies away. The mother is scared, the mother flies away. Birds are a lot quicker than people. So in bederech klal, you're going to take the eggs. You can't chase the mother away. Going near enough to the nest that the mother flies away, Pasha's not chasing it away. Pashas, you have to pick the mother up, you have to chase it away. So Shals had to do that. Again, this is again a practical consideration. One mahalach is to take a stick, and when the mother's not there, the mother forages for food, the mother comes and goes, to take a stick and put it, like jam it into the nest, and then when the mother's there, if you could sneak up and the stick is further away, where the mother's not going to see you and run away right away, and then you push the stick, and with that, it pushes the mother up. That's already cool. That's as if you're picking the mother up and chasing away. Another issue, like we said, is you have to make sure that you know if the bird is kosher. You also have to make sure who's sitting on the mother. There's a machlokes tanoim only by a courier because it's a dover rogel that the father sits. It might be considered aim. But by other birds, the father occasionally sits. It's not the derech rogel. So by pigeons in Yerushalayim, they say that by shkia time, that's always biologically, for whatever reason, that's the mother always sitting. So that's the time of the day to do it. Again, in all the svarim on the halachas that we mentioned before, these practical details will be mentioned as well. And they'll be gone through. We'll mention one more prat in this last din that we just learned of Filu Chazer's Abba V'chamish Upomim. You look in the Tres Yisrael, some achronim understand that what the Mishnah means to say is that there's no shlemus on the mitzvah if the mother keeps on coming back. It's only if the mother went and doesn't come back that the mitzvah is completed. If the mother keeps on coming back, the mitzvah is still a mechuyev out the first time. Others understand, no, there's a new mitzvah, like we said before. There's a new mitzvah. Every time it comes back, there's a new chalos chiv of the mitzvah. And somebody else can be the kind of mitzvah. Now, the lav is taking the aim al habonim. What happens if a person said, Omar, harini noitel eso emu mishalech es habonim. I'll take the mother, and I'll send the young ones. Chayv shalech. He has to send away the mother. The tzura of the mitzvah is shalech tishalach eso em shteten posel. If after he sent away the mother, notel habonim vehechzirin lekein, he takes the bonim and then he puts them back in the nest in order that the mother should come back. Vacharka chozroim alehem, and the mother comes back, ben potem l'shalech. Because when he took the bonim, he was zoicha, and now the mizumonim, the mefarshim say, and if it's a kan mizumon, so when he puts it down, it's oimid l'shimushoi. So he can't be mekayim the mitzvah before. Of course, what he has to do is, if he wants somebody else to be mekayim the mitzvah, he has to be mafkir. The mal, the pashta way of reading the last two dinim, prove a few important points. Point A, when a person says, noitel haseim mishalech es habonim, that's what he wants to do. So he doesn't want the bonim. It sounds like there's a chiyuv litel esoeim. It sounds like he has to be mishalech esoeim, even where he doesn't want the bonim. It sounds like, we discussed this in the beginning of the parak, that the mitzvah is to send away the mother. When you see a mother, revetzes ala bonim, there's a mitzvah to send away the mother. Nothing to do with whether you want to take the bonim or not. Point one. The second point is that even already by notel habonim, there's still a mitzvah now to send the mother. By states that the sending of the mother itself is the ma'isa mitzvah, the sending of the mother without an until habonim. That's l'chari, what's muchach over here in the Mishnah Nachrenim point out. Mishnah Dal, Hanoitel Le'im Al Abonim. This is the din that we spoke about in the Psicha, exactly what the yachas of these two things are. The Sheluach Ha'im, where the Torah says, you're not allowed to take the mother, with Netilas Abonim. What happens, Hanoitel Le'im Al Abonim? He takes the mother, picks up the mother, and walks off with it. Reb Yehuda Omer Loike, he was even Lav Le'sika Ha'im Al Abonim. Ve'ini Mishalech. He can't be Mishalech. The way Rabbi Yehuda reads the pasuk is that there's a straightforward lav. The Torah says, "Lesichachem al abonim." The Torah also says, "Shaleach to shalach esoeim." The Torah is telling you, "Lesichachem al abonim." That's the aveira. That's the lav. The Torah is telling you, "What do I want you to do? I want you to be shaleach to shalach esoeim. Don't take the mother." But not that that's a mitzvah. Not that that gets rid of the lav. There's only one thing going on over here. There's a tzivui, a lav, lesichachem al abonim. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda reads. If he took the mother, the halach is now he has a mitzvah shiluach, and that patters him for malchus. This is what we call a lava nita klase, which we describe in the psicha to the perek. That's the way it's brought in the third perek of Makkos. There's a ganze shaila in these halachas. First, the Mishnah tells you the klal. Zeh klal. This is a fundamental principle. Kol mitzvah slice to say sheyesh b'kum aseh ein loike no leo. The Mishnah says that the Chacham will mechadish that whenever the Torah has a lav with a tzivui, the Torah's tzivui is not what I'd rather you do, what I want you to do, the Eibishter is saying, but what I want you to do in order to be menatik the lav, and tak if he's menatik the lav, he won't get malchus. Now, does that mean that there's no malchus under any circumstances? So here's a famous shaila, a sugya called bitloi v'loi bitloi kimu v'loi kimoi. What happens if the person is mevatel the shorus to be menatik the lois, I say, which means, after he takes the mother, l'chor, he has one way to get out from under the whip, he has one way to pat himself in the malchus, and that is, it's a lava nitik l'asei, so let's say, if the bird dies, so there, he would have wanted to be mekayim the mitzasei, so you're not going to give him malchus. However, what happens if he killed the mother, be a daim, and now he can't be menatik lav, because he has no possibility. When he's mevatel biyodayim, the loisa say, so with that, when he's mevatel the possibility, the nituk la say biyodayim, that's when he's affirming that the loisa say is a loisa sheish b'malkus, which means really he's getting malkus on the maisa for killing the mother after taking it. So this is called in the Gemara in Makas Daf Tezvav bitloy v'loy bitloy. It's over here by us in the Gemara, also in the Daf Kuf Memalu. The other possibility is kimei v'loy kimei, which means that no, the loisa say batsim was over. He has the possibility that he can save his skin by being mekayim the mitzvah shalach to shalach. So if he's not mekayim the mitzvah, even if the bird died by itself, it's not his fault. But lamaisa, he has the lav, so he has malchus. Those are the two tzedakim. As an aside, Rabbi Yehuda definitely holds of the soid of a lav anitik lasei salmosha by gezel, where a person was even lav of leisignoiv, so he could be mekayim the mitzvah say of a heshev sagzelo, and with that he doesn't get malchus. He pays money. There's a mitzvah saseh that's menatik lav. That's true. Rabbi Yehuda's reading over here specifically is in the Indian of Shiluch HaKein. He holds that that's not what the Torah is saying. The Torah is not giving an independent mitzvah saseh. All there is the Torah is telling you what the Torah wants in lieu of taking the mother. Mishnah Hey, the last Mishnah, lo yitl odem eim al abonim, afil l'tayas ha-mitzvah. The loy saseh is a loy saseh, even if he has a mitzvah that he would want to do with the mother, which is he would want to use it for Taharas HaMetzerah in the beginning of Parshas Metzerah. Now, do I need a special limud to tell me that I shouldn't be able to use this for that? So one has a whole discussion, emphasis that Shiluch HaKein has a loy saseh and aseh. And Taharas HaMetzerah is only an aseh. Lo yovei aseh v'yidcha loy saseh v'aseh. So really, you don't need a separate pasuk, but the Mishnah is telling you that under no circumstances. Mishnah finishes off, Umay mitzvah kala shehi ki isor, an easy mitzvah that the hefsid moment of losing a feigala flying in a nest is a isor, is a small coin. Amru toiru lamayinit avloch varachti yomim. Kalvu choyme al mitzvah schamur shabat toiru, that a machayiv a certain measure of mesiras nefesh. How much schar is waiting for a person who's machayim the Rebbein Shalom's mitzvahs? Hadun aloch bez Hashem, meseches chulin, mitz Hashem. We're going to start in the next year, Maseches Bechayus.